Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. If you've been listening, you know what we're just sharing a perspective, trying to get a word of God perspective of what's going on right now. You got to hear it, because if you haven't heard it, there's a warning. Mm-hmm. You know, it is. I mean, think about this: EZ12.org, EZ12.org. We are a sign. We are a sign to you, and in the context of that is we've been walking out this prophetic word, and you look at prophets that do certain things, and God lets us know what's taking place, and then he tells us, you know, through a prophet, or we hear it from a prophet, and that prophet is basically somebody just hearing what God's saying and obeying what he's doing and saying what he told him to say. And in that, God lets us know what's about to happen, mm-hmm. and we're seeing things happen just like God said that they would, but also he lets us know that with every situation, he provides a way out, and the way for us is just to repent. For the church, just repent, quit saying we're right when we're wrong, mm-hmm. and get right. That's get right with God, and realize too that though the things, some of the things we're talking about, and we talk about everything, so, and is it's going to be the best of times and the worst of times. You're not going to have one without the other. He says that those that give up anything for him and for Jesus Christ and his kingdom in this lifetime will receive it back 100-fold in this lifetime and lifetime to come. But with it, persecution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he talks about the seed and the sower, he says, this one is sowed upon rocky places. This one's sowed upon areas of thorns and thistles. This was on path, but this one's on good soil. But he said, but persecution came in because of the seed, because of the word. And it's like, it's just not going to be like this Hollywood version of the gospel that's been going out over America, where you have stunt people that come in and serve your persecution time. You're going to have to walk through something, you know, and get through something to be able to have something in God. So it's going to be the best of times and the worst of times. So when you hear us talk about the worst of times, we got to talk about it, because the people who are going to be experiencing the worst of times can move over into the best of times and say, you know what? I want to move on to God's side on this thing. I don't want to be on the wrong side of history. But I think about this. I just had met with a law enforcement officer last night, and a couple of years ago, I had a chance to be able to share prophetically what God was going to be doing, and I spoke to those in authority in that particular area. And of course, if you're used to delivering prophetic words, it's kind of like talking to a wall. You know, people, you just can't get a grid for it. That's why they have to understand who that person is talking to them in relationship to God, that, hey, I better listen to this, even though I'm not feeling it right now. And of course they didn't listen. And now I sat in a meeting last night with one of these law enforcement officers that were there in the midst of all that, who defended status quo, saying everything that I told them that would be taking place is now has taken place. Everything. One of which is that that crime has gotten so high now, that particular county has the highest crime rate in entire state that they're in, that murders have gone up, burglaries have gone up, economy has gone down, businesses have closed, budgets aren't there. They're undermanned for law enforcement. They're undermanned where the Department of Justice is coming in and saying that the jail system in that county totally run wrong, and that it's undermanned, and everything just seems to be, and the only answer is we got to have more money. It's like, there's not going to be more money. That's the whole thing. Yeah. We're going to go through some times where we got to balance our lives and balance this reality, and for the church, it'll happen at the cross, you know, and for everybody else, I'll just benefit off the church repenting. And here they are walking this out right before us and testifying of this reality. And not only just crime, but violent crime has gone up where, you know, this is what he said. They're no longer where two young people would be upset with each other and they would fist fight and they'd finish the fight and then they would be friends afterwards. Mm-hmm. Today they pull guns out. This is what the officer's saying. They pull guns out and shoot one another and do these violent type crimes. And said even people in one part of this particular county is going to the other part of the county, and they're no longer robbing that part of the county. It's like, you know, this is just the beginning.
Wow.
This is the beginning. And if you haven't yet heard the Elijah storm, the Elijah Storm, you need to go to VFNTV.com, go to VFNTV on your menu and watch the Elijah Storm. It's time to start listening, prudent preparation, and realize that, but understand this, it's going to be the best, it's going to be a huge harvest of souls coming in. You know, the dogmaticness and the hard-headedness and the hard-heartedness and the stiff-neckedness. I mean, there's nothing softer than a heart that's been through great tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing looser than a neck that has been humbled down and been bent down. And realize God loves everyone. And this storm was brought and allowed to come in their life so that you could preach to them the good news and God could heal them, forgive them, restore them, and begin to bring them back to a better place than they've ever been in their entire life before. It's time to preach the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And God has shown me thousands are going to be coming to him in a powerful way, and just get ready, you know, get ready for the harvest of men and women who are going to be, they're going to be so drawn to God that it's not going to be what you said. You just have to give them the opportunity to come.
That's right.
Give them the opportunity to come. And not only that, the fullness of who he is, broken legs being healed and deformities being pressed out, and the power of God moving so powerfully that the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees are going to freak out and run, because what do you do with Jesus walking through your city when you've been preaching religion for so long of a God you didn't even know? And that's what happened with the religious folks of Jesus's days, that they could have just accepted Jesus and begin to move in the power of God, but instead they rejected Jesus and competed with him and became jealous and tried to kill him. And eventually, when God decided now's the time, they even had him killed. And but all these things the Lord has shown me. And so it's going to be the best of times and the worst of times. And you need to redefine what the best of time is, because the best of time is not what the American gospel said it is. The best of time is when you are walking with God. You're walking with God. It makes me think about, you know, in the days of Jesus' life, when he's walking in his ministry and he's talking about rich. Rich meant this, that you had a day's worth of clothes and 2 days worth of food.
Wow. A day?
Yeah. This is what Tozer writes about.
Wow.
And so in the context of that, we're very rich. And obviously that ain't working.
Not at all.
And so, but if we'll turn to God, then he'll let us continue to walk in this blessing that he has given us. And when you compare it like that, when God himself was saying through his son, Jesus Christ, this is rich.
Mm.
Imagine how he sees Americans, because Americans, poorest folks, find them wherever they're at, are richer than 80% of the world's population, which is almost 7 billion now.
Mm.
Think about it. That's amazing.
It's huge.
I would say he would say we're rich.
Mm.
You know, and much is given.
Much is required.
Much is required. So, I mean, I'm telling you, just last night I had this meeting with this officer, and this officer who was in the earlier conversation some time back now was talking like, he's like, hello. I'm thinking like, this is that.
Hmm.
And
connect the dots.
That doesn't connect.
Hmm.
And the only hope that he presented that they're looking for is money. And it's like, you can't keep on printing money, and it's just not going to keep happening. So you're going to have to figure out how to do this thing with wisdom and not just throwing cash at it.
Yeah.
And but just cheer up. Realize if you have not yet heard the Elijah Storm, you need to hear the Elijah Storm. Watch it. You watch it on VFNTV. Go to VFNTV.com. Look on your menu at the top. It should say VFNTV. Click on that and look and go through the teachings, the prophetic words there, and look for the Elijah Storm. After that, you know, is this nation under judgment? Then watch God's perspective of, you know, a state of the nation. The state of the nation, kind of getting a perspective of what's actually taking place. You know, and is America under God's judgment? You know, watch that as well. And you're going to get a good grid for what's going on. And then a tell between two kings. We're going to have to decide who's going to be our king. Is it going to be Jesus or is it going to be man? Who's going to be our government for the church? Is the government of America going to be our church, or is the government of God?
Mm-hmm.
It's very important, because the kingdom of God does not operate off the rules of order. Robert's rules of order. So
right.
It wraps off the Holy Spirit's rules of order under the leadership of Jesus Christ. And so Be encouraged. It's going to be the best of times and the worst of times. You want to be able to say, don't give up the blessing because you're not willing to go through something. Brace yourself. Humble yourself. Begin to abide with the Lord now before this thing picks up its momentum, and realize that you're about to see wonderful, awesome things take place in your lifetime.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.